according to Matthew. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Joseph was a just man. He did not want Mary to be held up to ridicule. So he sought to divorce her privately. He had made up his mind firmly to do this when, in a dream, an angel appeared to him. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child she has conceived is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this was done to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet: "A young woman will conceive and will bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," a word that means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from the dream, he did exactly as the angel told him. He took Mary as his wife, although he had no marital relations with her until after the boy was born. And then, as the angel declared, Joseph named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. As you begin your Christmas observance, it's only appropriate that we might gather for a bit of time with some quiet and some recollection to focus ourselves, to ground ourselves in the meaning of this celebration, the meaning of this feast, the meaning of what gathers families together this day and tomorrow. In the religions of the world, the image of God is various. For some, God is very distant. God is far off. God, in an omnipotent and all-knowing way, oversees the life of creation. In other religious communities, God is a power. God is a source of life. God is a presence that holds all things together. But for you and for me, there's a very different take on God. And that's really what this evening's celebration is about. We are told in the gospel reading that this child to be born is in fulfillment of the prophecy, "They shall call him Emmanuel." God is with us. God is one of us. God embraces all that it is to be a human being. God knows both the joy and the sorrow that touches the human heart. God knows both the success and the failure that touches human life. God knows both the strength and the weakness that human beings experience. God is one with us. God is present to us in a person, not an idea, not a power, but in a person, in the person of Jesus Christ. In that physical person, the human face of God is seen. And the challenge that is put before believers, the challenge that is put before believers is to recognize that this earth will never be the same after the moment of Christmas as it was before. From that moment on, God is never separate from the human family and from the human person. And Jesus, through his life, tries to help his contemporaries understand that. He tries to help them understand that the face of God is seen not only in his face, but is seen in the face of other human beings. And he particularly invites us to see the face of God in the most vulnerable, the most marginalized, the most forgotten, to see the human face of God where human weakness is most found. And so God comes among us as an infant, as a baby, as a newborn, with all the weakness and fragility of a newborn child, and invites us to make an act of faith, to look at that child, that weak human being, and to affirm the presence of God, to affirm the very face of God, to affirm God. Well, as we celebrate this mystery, as we celebrate this truth, let us know that something is asked of me. That if I really do believe in Christmas, if I really do believe, then I must look upon all human beings as revelations and images of the living God. That's the challenge, and that's really what is incumbent on Christmas people. So as we pray today, as we celebrate this mystery, this reality, this truth, we celebrate a person, Jesus the Lord, the human face of God. And we celebrate a mission that those who are believers might affirm the presence and the face of God, especially in the weakest and in the most vulnerable. And so, what does the church tell us to do? In the 86th Psalm, the church tells us to respond, to proclaim from the heavens and the earth the fidelity and the love of God, the presence and the power of God. It's in that spirit that you and I gather tonight and we turn to the Lord God in prayer. Please stand.